Now, some thoughts on poetry and the quest to be profound. Andrei Crădescu hasn't always been a commentator for this program. He once had another line of literary work.
I once had a job writing fortune cookies for an adult fortune cookie factory in San Francisco for $5 a fortune. And I got to say things like, "You owe me $100," or, "Read this twice, you still won't understand it." I quit and stuck to poetry, which pays nothing but keeps its dignity. I could now say things like, "The happy man needs no prose." The last fortune cookie I got said, "You will know the truth in time," which I always suspected, and the truth is that time will make truth irrelevant because by the time you find it, you won't have any feelings about it. About truth, I mean. Time is truth, and there is no truth in time, as John Keats never said, but timekeeper is the best job you can have. This is my job. I'm a watch with feelings. The truth is also that the fortune cookies I didn't write had as much truth in them as the ones I did write. You just had to think about them more. When I first started writing, every poet wanted to be profound. Then every poet tried hard not to be profound, and that was a lot harder. Now, in the future, profound is everywhere, in every fortune cookie and commercial, so there is considerably less pressure on poets. Except to make money, of course, but to make money, you must use prose. It's like they say about the president. Running is poetry, governing is prose. Me, I just run. I'm so poetic, I date all my letters 2010 already, and sometimes even 2011 and 2012. I just don't email them. So, in time, you'll find the stash of my letters, dated in the future, that will be well past by the time you find them, and they will say things like, "I told you so," or, "If you say that again, it will be a quote." Happy New Year.
Andrei Crădescu is editor of Exquisite Corpse, a literary journal. You can find it at corpse.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.